Isaiah 49:5, "And now saith the Lord that formed me from the womb to be his servant, to bring Jacob again to him. Though Israel be not gathered, yet shall I be glorious in the eyes of the Lord, and my God shall be my strength." My God shall be my strength. The longer we are saved, the more we will realize this great truth. When we are young Christians and young in age, we are so full of our own energy. The new birth yields much zealous energy. We run very fast and very hard. The race that is set before us seems as if it is but a hop, skip, and a jump. Youthful zeal carries us through many trials and many struggles. The enemies that rise up against us are but blips on our radar screen. The zeal of his house hath eaten me up. But then, the Lord does show us, through manifold temptations and trials, that youthful zeal of the new birth is not enough. We must have strength from God. We must be filled with his Spirit. And literally, God must be our strength. We must have that strength from him. My God shall be my strength. Yes, not only the source of our strength, but my God, personally. That is not knowing God in some abstract or mechanical way. No, this is a personal, experienced knowledge of the God of the Bible. He says, "My God shall be my strength." This is a prophecy of the Messiah and the strength that though all the world reject him, the Jews reject him, God would be his strength. There will be times in your Christian life that you are weak. Those ought not be times of great despair, but take heart that my God shall be my strength. God will pick you up off the floor when you have no power to rise. God will lift you up and raise you up to strength. He is ever merciful and gracious to his children, and he will be the strength of his servant. We must see our dire need for such strength. Youthful zeal must turn into intimate trust of the Lord and leaning on him in all things. People may reject us, but God will be our strength and our support in a time of need. Though all the world reject us, God will not withhold the strength to his servants that need them. He will keep our spirits under all discouragements. Some wonder, how can men stand in such discouragements, such trials, such enemies that surround them, such disasters that befall them, such catastrophes that come upon them? The answer is, my God shall be my strength. To protect us from our enemies, to support us in the work that we do, to carry us through it, and enable us to completely perform it, as he promised he would do. He is able also to perform all that he promised. Take heart, dear Christian. God will strengthen you in the greatest hour of your need. That is the times of testings of faith, is when the hour is dark, when there is no light shining, and we need strength. God will be our strength. My God shall be my strength. It seems such a simple concept, but so far from us when we're in times of despair and distress. But when we come to those times and the challenges that we face, we must remember this simple principle and lean on Christ. My God shall be my strength.